OJB's podcast, 6 November 2020, Vincit Veritas. Just a comment here, in this podcast I'm going to use the anglicised version of the Latin phrases, so if you are a Latin expert, just be aware of that and don't criticise me for not using the original Latin pronunciation. Anyway, here we go. Many people today, especially our amazing and famous Prime Minister, sarcasm alert, have been extolling the virtues of kindness. It makes sense, doesn't it? We are going through a period of history which is difficult for most of us, so why not exercise a bit of kindness to try to make it a bit more bearable? Well, sure, I can partially agree with that. I mean, I don't think things are quite as bad as people think. COVID is bad, but not as bad as many people imagine it is. And politics in the world today is chaotic, but it really doesn't represent the existential crisis many people seem to believe exists. But kindness seems to be a good principle to pursue, whatever the current state of the world, so why not? If we could have more kindness without sacrificing other positive phenomena, I would be fully on board with the idea. But of course we can't, because the one beneficial concept which is often negated by kindness is truth. Sacrificing truth, especially in a political context, is a dangerous action to take. A politician, not thinking of anyone in particular, might ask us to be kind and to try to get through the pandemic. By doing that, we fail to engage in an appropriate level of evaluation and criticism of that politician's policies. I might say that the complete opposite is true. During periods of crisis, we should be even more vigilant than we might be during other times. In my interactions with people online, I often seem to come across as being unkind, because I sometimes take a view which opposes the accepted orthodoxy. But disagreeing with someone is different from being obnoxious, aggressive, or arrogant. Well, at least it can be. My discussions seem to end in one of several different ways. Most of the time, I make a particularly good point and my opponent disengages from the debate and is never seen again. On other occasions, there is a sort of ceasefire where we agree to disagree because the topic under discussion might involve subjective assessments which have no right or wrong answer. And finally, there is the best outcome from my perspective. The participants understand a little bit more about the other's perspective. They see that there is some merit on both sides of the debate, and most importantly, they see that the other person isn't an evil racist or a naive fool. They're just a person who has a different perspective. Just today I completed a debate on Facebook about a very contentious subject, Maori culture, and while several of my opponents, I tend to debate several people at once, dropped out without a trace, like the first category I listed above, one of them met me at a mutually agreed point and we completed the discussion in a kind way. In fact, we both mentioned how we would enjoy further interaction with that subject in the future. So, I'm fairly sure that the others who dropped out of the debate partway through thought I was some sort of far-right racist misogynist nutter, but the person who honestly engaged and kept rational probably realised I was a reasonable person with a somewhat different perspective and set of interests from her. The Baxter family motto is Vincit Veritas, which means the truth will prevail, or truth wins, or something similar. Needless to say, I'm pretty happy with that, especially in comparison with other mottos like In Cruce Salus, salvation from the cross, Dum Spiro Spiro, while I breathe I hope, Deo Confido, I trust in God, Labore et Honore, labour with honour, Constans et Fidelis, steady and faithful, and Ora et Labora, pray and labour. Then there are the truly terrible ones like Spero Meliora, I hope for something better. Really? That's all you'd come up with? And finally, touch not a cat but a glove. What's that all about? And why is there no Latin version? Lame. On the other hand, there are a few pretty cool mottos, like the Bond families. Nemo me impune lacessit. No one provokes me with impunity. I suggest a new line for the next Bond movie. Bond. James Bond. Nemo me impune lacessit. So yes, I take truth very seriously along with free speech and trolling. And sure, I do admit to sometimes engaging in arguments just for a bit of fun, but there is almost always a more serious element beneath the surface where I genuinely want to challenge what I see as fake narratives, lack of deep thought on a subject, and especially unthinking political correctness. It's very easy to classify people according to artificial criteria which are grossly simplistic, This is often the factor blocking a worthwhile discussion with people with alternative views to your own. For example, when someone sees me rejecting special privileges for Maori, they assume I'm a racist. Yet all I want is everyone to be treated equally. I work with many Maori people and treat them with the same respect as everyone else. And I have major misgivings about abortion. It's not because I'm a misogynist who wants to take rights away from women. It's not I want the unborn child to have the rights that it deserves. And sometimes that overrides the women's rights. And people shouldn't reject that opinion because it comes from a male. If it's wrong, say why, instead of attacking the messenger. Again, I work with, and know as friends, many women, and apart from a few controversial comments, I generally treat them with as much or more respect than I do men, or gender non-binary people. Wow, I almost left them out. And I have some problems with trans people having the full rights of their new gender. There are some situations where men, or people who now identify as women and were previously thought of as men, sheesh, see how hard it is to discuss this without offending someone, do enjoy advantages over women. That's why we have separate categories for men and women in most sports. So I think I partly agree with the TERFs on this one, and I never thought I would say that. But again, I treat trans people as real people. In fact, when a friend transitioned, I treated her with more respect than almost anyone else. So people should see that there is a place for nuance in these contentious debates. You're not either for minority privileges or a racist, or against abortion or a misogynist, or completely supportive of every right a trans person demands or transphobic. Because if you really want to avoid being misogynistic, racist, transphobic, etc., etc., then there is one thing you will need to give up, the truth. There is almost always a choice between kindness and truth. And remember my motto, vincit veritas.